Paul, you said yesterday if Brian Little was feeling good today, he'd be going tonight.
He felt real good yesterday. He was, you know, he was sure when he got off practice that he was ready to go. We waited till this morning to make sure he's woke up the same way, so he's back in the lineup tonight.
I know it, I asked you this yesterday, but you know, he brings a lot to the team in terms of veteran presence, where you've been short on that at center, haven't you? And you know, his face-offs, there's a lot of things that he brings.
There's an awful lot of things that he does. If you could just go back, I mean, he led our team in scoring at times, but a few years ago he's playing with Frolik and Ladd as a checking center in a lot of ways, so he has that in his game. The biggest thing, aside from being in the room and all those other good things that he does, it changes the way other teams look at ours now. So without him in the lineup, we're it's sort of easy to pick apart. They're going to run a checking line against Scheif or Wheeler, so it was part of the reason why those guys got split up. But now, you know, there's two lines there that have an awful lot of offensive confidence, and then a decision has to be made. One of them is going to get checked, the other is probably going to face their other team's best, and at home I have that option with Adam Lowry now, so it just gives us a lot more options off the bench.
Was it just an optional situation today for Hellebuck?
Yeah, first one probably that we've ever done. Our schedule is going to slightly shift a little bit, where we'll get away from not skating on our off days. We'd like to get to the point where we're skating on our off days and then optioning more and more out. It's all performance-based. These guys will learn what makes them feel good. If we continually get big numbers out for our morning skate, we'll have to go back and think about not skating on the off day.
And so will Hellebuck be back in tonight?
Yes.
For Little, going at the end of last year, beginning of this year, I don't know if impressed is the right word, but what have you seen from how he's been able to manage not being in games he'd like that?
It's tough. There's a real big mental component. I think anybody who sustains a longer-term injury deals with a version of depression. It's really hard for these guys to get separated from the group, and they are. They have to come in earlier, so we deal with them before the players that are in the lineup come in. And you do feel a little bit on the outside. He's, you know, not a big talker, but he's really tied into our room, and it's been good that he's able to be around. I think just getting back into a game, being part of a team, is the thing that those guys miss the most, because they don't feel like they're part of it when they're out. So he comes back in and he's all smiles, and so are his wingers, and he's an easy fit right for our room.
Sorry, I can't remember, and I asked Brian, he can't either. Was this the line he was on before he was injured last year?
I don't remember in the game if those guys were together like that. I can't tell you.
They've played as a line before, though.
Versions of them, right? So Little and Wheeler would have spent a big majority of the time last year together. And because Nicky Ehlers was in his first year, so he was playing with Scheif on the right side, but we moved a lot of different people around. Stafford played there. Perot played there for quite a bit of time. And then Brian played there with Andrew until the trade. So that was the line for the most part that stayed together.
So that trio, you know, beyond the fact that you've got three very established veterans, three great players, what do you like about that trio together, especially at this time?
It's a good place for Brian to come in. He's played 2.5 minutes in whatever the last 7 months, so he's going to need some help getting through this game, and he needs some familiarity. So you've got two veteran guys that aren't going to do anything too unusual. No secret plays from those guys that he has to react quickly to. We'd like him to see a nice, simple, clean game, predictable game, so that he can get back into the rhythm. Having two veteran guys with him helps that.
That answers my first question. Second one is, how will you look back at November, the schedule?
Well, I want to finish up tonight on a positive note, and then there'll be extremes in it, but if you were to write down prior to it, we're going to take pretty much 7 guys out of your lineup for the month, and that's the schedule you're going to run, and you're going to start with a real young group, you'll be very, very pleased with how they've handled it. The streak, the 5-game road trip, statistically looks like the 5-game road trip that we had last year, but the mood and the quality of play in my mind is vastly different, and there's a lot more enthusiasm about what's going to happen going forward. I mean, we could stay this injured all year, who knows, and we'd have to battle our way through that, but with the, you know, right now our top shutdown pairs out of the back end, those guys, Toby and especially Tyler, they drive a lot of your offense, right? You spend less time in your own end, they move the puck, they jump in and they get involved, and when you take two centermen out of your lineup, and they were, you know, our most veteran centermen, and you're bringing in a lot of youth on the wings, that could be a really, really difficult stretch. And I think we survived it.
The ridiculous number of games in whatever days it was, 17 and 29, is that the new normal for the NHL, or is that just something that can't go on?
No, I think we had two pieces, right? So it's the new five-day break for the All-Star game and then the World Cup. So when the World Cup comes out, I think it gets a little bit better. I do think that this is the way this is going. So what's changed mostly is the frequency of the games. That's a big one. But the start times are all changing now. We're playing 1 o'clock games, six. I almost find that harder in some ways to get used to. For the kids, it's no different, but you play 7 o'clock one night in one city and 5 o'clock, that's a different animal than most of these guys have dealt with. I think that stays. I think we're all going to get jammed up a little bit more because of the 5 days off after January. Not a big fan. But we just get used to it. Okay.
Sorry, just off topic real quick. Tom Rowe, you coached with him in Carolina. Thanks,
Coach. Okay.
How's Perreault progressing?
Good. So non-contact sweater today, you notice that. He's been off the ice a little bit more, so we need to make sure that his legs are right. But he got a real good tug today. He'll get another one tomorrow, and then we'll start talking about where he would fit. Matty will want to play tonight, but we need to get a few more days on him before we're sure he can skate through a game.